This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Red Hat, a leading provider of open source software solutions, is expanding its generative AI capabilities to address the IT skills gap. The company plans to extend its Red Hat Lightspeed AI capabilities to its platforms, including Red Hat OpenShift and Red Hat Enterprise Linux, RHEL. By incorporating Gen AI functionality into its portfolio, Red Hat aims to simplify enterprise IT, enabling platform engineers and developers to be more efficient and accurate. This in turn will give them more flexibility to drive innovation in IT. Chuck Dubuque, Senior Director of Product Marketing for Red Hat OpenShift, announced that OpenShift Lightspeed will be available in a technology preview later this year, while RHEL Lightspeed is currently in the planning stages. Red Hat will provide more information on the availability of RHEL Lightspeed soon. Enhancements to Ansible Lightspeed, which was introduced last year, are currently available. Red Hat first introduced Lightspeed in Red Hat Ansible, its automation platform. Ansible Lightspeed integrated the IBM watsonx Code Assistant, a Gen AI service that generates code recommendations based on natural language prompts from platform engineers and developers. Dubuque stated that hundreds of customers are currently using Ansible Lightspeed to generate tasks, and the company is continually improving the service. The latest refinements include model customization tuning, allowing users to train the model using their existing Ansible content. This leads to code recommendations tailored to an organization's specific needs and automation patterns, improving the quality and accuracy of Ansible content. Additionally, a new administrative dashboard provides telemetry data to account administrators, offering insights into Ansible Lightspeed usage and Gen AI requests. OpenShift, Red Hat's enterprise Kubernetes container platform, will benefit from OpenShift Lightspeed. The integration of generative AI into the OpenShift web console will allow users to obtain answers related to OpenShift and associated technologies using simple language prompts. In scenarios where an OpenShift cluster is at capacity, OpenShift Lightspeed can suggest enabling autoscaling, recommend an appropriate size for a new instance, autoscale down when capacity requirements decrease, and suggest using GitOps to save configurations across clusters. Red Hat's plans for RHEL Lightspeed are aimed at simplifying the deployment, management, and maintenance of Linux environments, particularly as systems and their complexity increase. The Gen AI assistant will help both novice admins and experienced operations teams quickly find answers to common questions and solve emerging problems. For example, if a new common vulnerability and exploit, CVE, is announced, RHEL Lightspeed can alert an admin about the release of a Red Hat Security Advisory, RHSA, with fixes. It can then guide the user in scheduling patching for affected systems during the next production maintenance window. Red Hat ensures that these capabilities can be accessed using simple commands, even for users with limited command line knowledge. Red Hat is joining other enterprise IT vendors in incorporating generative AI capabilities into their offerings. Research firm Gartner predicts that generative AI will drive increases in global IT spending. However, not all organizations are willing to increase their budgets to leverage these new Gen AI features, particularly when the return on investment is uncertain